the important thing is musicians have always been a very strong voice there of both political change, with someone like Umu Sangare standing up for women and women's rights, through to also bonding the nation. And I think the role that the musicians have is they do come together from across all the different divides there, and they do unify the country, and they always have done. And I think the message of the musicians is a very simple one, which is to bring the country together and to have peace, not war. And this is the message that Mali musicians have always been about, and now it's more important than it's ever been.
Are there musicians fighting on the front line?
No, they're not fighting on the front line, because it's been led by the military. But Tanarawen, the band you played, were famous for going into battle in a previous uprising with a Kalashnikov in one hand and a guitar in the other hand. They have reflected some of those divisions in the past. But now the importance is to, they have all come together, and people, they've done a song for peace together to show that they are all one. And the important is for these people, like the rest of the country, to lead the reconciliation. And that's where music can play a really important role there in doing just that.
It's perhaps a bit of a naive view, but to think that actually when you've got very strong cultural traditions, that you've got a less likelihood of conflict somehow. And yet this clearly isn't tying up with Mali.
Well, I think the surprise to many is that Mali had been seen erroneously as a model democracy, but it was a very peaceful country and a very gentle country, and in many ways quite a spiritual country. And I think that that was the surprise. The music reflected that. And that was the surprise when you had the army coup and the collapse and then the takeover in the north and the foreigners pouring in and all the rest of it. I suppose the naive hope we must cling to is that music can, even if it didn't prevent what happened, can be a dynamic force in helping heal the wounds.
Well, I wonder if you can tell me a bit more about what you think about the West's handling of it, because it came as quite as a surprise to a lot of people all of a sudden that the French were diverting troops into Mali.
Well, I think if you'd been watching it, you'd seen that what was happening, and there'd been debates at the UN, and the West African neighbours had been debating this and working out what to do. But the collapse began to happen so quickly that I think the French had no choice but to go in and do the action they did. And most Malians are extraordinarily grateful that they did do that, and actually that they've liberated towns like Gao and Timbuktu. The question now is, though, where do you go from here when you've got this vast country with a huge, huge desert expanses, which traditionally for centuries have been used for smuggling and sort of a badlands almost, and you can't really control them with a small Western force. You've got to resolve the issues which have been there for decades in Mali of differences between not just the Tuaregs but other peoples as well, and you've got to resolve
these. The Tuaregs
are one of the ethnic groups in
the
north, but they're not even a majority ethnic group in the north. There's also Arabs there, and there's other tribes. You know, the issue is really it's on the sort of fault line between the Arab world and the African world, and this has exploded. But unless you resolve these differences, and they are reconcilable, I think, although they have been inflamed by recent events.
Now, I know there's no crystal ball here, but what do you think is most likely to happen in Mali in the longer term?
I think it's impossible to say. I think you could see an optimistic vision of an election coming and a form of reconciliation. There's a lot of people beginning to gather and form political parties, and it'll be a very hotly contested election. But equally, you could see a very dismal view whereby fighting continues with people in the desert areas, where the problems haven't gone away there, where they don't solve the divisions between the north and the south, between the different peoples, and where democracy, people think it's all healed, but actually the troubles are there just as violently, and that it all explodes again in different ways. And, you know, the tensions are throughout the country. They're not just in the north.
Talking to you, it sounds like this is quite personal.
Yeah, to me, I've been to Mali a few times, and for our music project Africa Express, it was the first place where we ever went to. And a lot of those musicians that you've played and many others have been very integral to the music project. And we've played around Europe and in Africa with them. And, you know, I find the music very special. I find the people incredibly special and wonderful people. And it is very personal. I think for all of us, we've been touched by Mali and by its music, like your listener. And it's something very close to my heart. And I'm, you know, desperate to see the issues resolved there and get the country back on the road to peace and hopefully prosperity in the future.